Hi there, and welcome to today's podcast, where we're going to discuss how to live in overflow. You know, most Christians are just living in survival mode, barely making it, scraping by, holding on, hoping things don't fall apart. But that's not what Jesus promised. He said, "I have come that you may have life and have it to the full," not survival life, not barely getting by life, not "I hope I make it through life," but full life, abundant life, overflow life. The Greek word Jesus uses here is perissos, super abundant, excessive, over and over, more than enough. It's the picture of a cup so full that it's spilling over the sides. And that's what Jesus died to give you, not survival, but overflow. And I'm so excited about what God's doing in the lives of so many people in our church and even far beyond. You know, last weekend we spoke about the secret to living under grace. And the reason we know we're not under grace is when we get disconnected from the vine. It's one of the reasons why we're starting a 9:30 service this week, which is a 45-minute pre-service, prayer meeting, ministry time, communion, and a time of preparing our hearts, because the overflow that we experienced last Sunday, how incredible was that worship at the end, is something God wants to make possible every Sunday. So join us, 9:30. Let's just pack the place out together and just worship God until we get into that message where I just can't wait to share with you this overflow life. So Jesus died to give you not survival, but overflow. So why are so many Christians living like they're one crisis away from collapse? Because they don't understand overflow. Overflow isn't selfish accumulation. It's supernatural circulation. I want you to picture a cup under a running tap or a running faucet. At first, the cup fills slowly, water rises, but as long as the water coming in exceeds the water going out, the cup fills. Then it reaches the brim, and what happens next? It overflows. Now here's the key, right? The cup doesn't stop receiving just before because it's full. The water keeps flowing, and the overflow becomes a supply for everything around it. And that's how the overflow life is meant to work in us. You're the cup. Grace is the water. As long as grace keeps flowing in, it will eventually flow out. When it flows out, it becomes a supply for everyone around you. You know, in 2019, I had a radical shift in my understanding about grace and works, really about scarcity and supply, living under supply versus living under demand. You know, for years I've been preaching about grace. I understood righteousness. I understood about rest, but I'd broken free from the burnout trap, but something still felt incomplete. And then I decided to do a deep dive on grace. I'd been at a conference. I'd heard Joseph Prince speak for 15 minutes, and just one line he said sent me on this massive deep dive and search to find out what grace really is. I realized that I understood grace for eternity, but I didn't understand grace for the abundant, supply-filled, overflow life. And so I'm a seasoned leader. I've been in ministry for decades. I've taught on grace extensively, but so what possibly could I learn for another deep dive? But of course, the mercies of God are new every morning. There is so much you'll never plumb the depths of these principles that are meant to open our life to abundant living. And so I began the challenge of studying and listening and writing down. And for 3 whole months, all I did every day was to write, listen, and read for at least an hour, maybe 2 hours some days, because I just couldn't get it. And then after 3 months, maybe it was 14 weeks in, I suddenly saw it. It was like the fog lifted and I saw grace as I'd never seen it before. And that's what God wants from you. That's what's going to take a deliberate act to go deeply so that your life will no longer just understand it superficially as a way to get away from hell and away from a life of sin, but how to live, how to reign. It says, those who receive the gift of righteousness and the abundant overflow of grace will reign in life. That's in your life today. And when I understood this, everything changed. My preaching got sharper, my leadership got lighter, my decision-making got clearer, my relationships got healthier. Why? Because I stopped operating from just enough and started operating from more than enough. Knowing about overflow doesn't produce overflow. Living from overflow does. Supply means you have enough, but overflow means you have extra. Supply gets you through the day, but overflow gets you and others through the day. Supply pays your bills, but overflow blesses someone else's bills. Supply sustains you, but overflow impacts everyone around you. And most Christians, if they're good Christians, live at the supply level. There's a lot of people living in the demand level, not even at the supply level. And so many Christians do have enough to survive, but they never reach overflow. Why? Because they're afraid if they give out, they'll run out. And that's scarcity thinking. And scarcity thinking cuts off the flow. You know, 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. In fact, Paul goes on and talks about to abound or to excel in the grace of overflow, the grace of giving. Read that again. It says that you may abound in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will overflow. He's saying all things, not some things, all times, not sometimes, all times, having all that you need, not barely enough, all that you need, and that you will abound, not survive, but overflow. That's the overflow promise. Not if you're good enough, not if you work hard enough, but because God is able to bless you abundantly. So let me talk about three marks of the overflow life. And I just want to say to you, church, what God's doing in people, it's been such a miracle week already. Like things that are blowing my mind, people that I'm hearing from, that are tapping in to the overflow of grace, that are understanding it at a level they never thought possible. And I want to encourage you, listen back to the audio podcast, listen to last week's message. Make sure you don't miss this week because I'm going to be going further again. So what are the three marks of the overflow life? Well, generosity without anxiety. When you're living from overflow, giving doesn't create fear. So many people are governed by fear when it comes to their life, to their time, to their finances. But when you're living from overflow, it doesn't generate fear. You don't calculate whether you can afford to bless someone. You just do it. Why? Because you're not giving from your reserves. You're giving from the flow. There's rest without guilt. When you're living from overflow, rest doesn't feel lazy. You don't have to grind 24/7 to prove your worth. You can stop. You can breathe. You can enjoy. Why? Because productivity isn't your identity. Is your identity grace is your identity, and it's your supply. Number three, there's an impact without burnout. When you're living from overflow, ministry doesn't drain you. Leadership doesn't exhaust you. Serving doesn't deplete you. Why? Because you're not working from your own energy. You're working from God's supply. Overflow produces generosity, rest, and impact all at the same time. So how do we live in the overflow life? Number one, stop measuring what you have left. Scarcity constantly calculates. Do I have enough? Will there be more? What if I run out? Overflow trusts the source. God is my supply. His resource is unlimited. I can give freely. Start measuring what's flowing. Don't focus on the cup. focus on the faucet. Is grace flowing? Yes. Then overflow is inevitable if grace flows. Give before you feel like it. Overflow starts with obedience, not emotion. When God prompts you to bless someone, do it. Even if it doesn't make sense, even if you feel the pinch, that's when the flow accelerates. Declare, number four is declare abundance daily. What you declare, you begin to create. Say it out loud. I live from overflow. I'm connected to God's unlimited supply. I have more than enough. I am blessed to be a blessing. Because if God can get it through you, He will get it to you. That's the grace life. Listen and read about overflow teaching. Read this, listen to this podcast again and again. Take notes like I did. Dive in with diligence. Because knowing this stuff won't change you, living this stuff will. So we need to shift to overflow. Where are you still operating from scarcity? Identify it, declare abundance over it, and today act from overflow. In your family, how can your family operate from overflow instead of survival? Start blessing others together. Give as a family. Watch God replenish. In your business, how can you lead from overflow instead of stress? Trust God's supply. Get connected. When you're connected, you know grace is flowing. Make generous decisions. Watch impact multiply. In marriage, how can you love from overflow instead of demand? Well, give without keeping score. Bless without expecting return. And watch grace transform your relationship. I want you to say these things and to become a reality in your life. I live from overflow, not survival. God's supply is unlimited and always flowing. I have more than enough to bless others. Generosity accelerates my overflow. I rest without guilt and I give without fear. I am a conduit of God's grace. Jesus didn't die to give you survival mode. He died to give you overflow life. Stop living. Choose not to live one crisis away from collapse. Start living like your cup is always overflowing, because it is. Grace is flowing right now. The supply is unlimited. The tap never turns off. Your only job? Stay under the flow. Receive continuously. Give generously and watch overflow become your new normal. Have a wonderful day full of grace. Spend time receiving now. Say, God, I'm plugged in. Jesus, I love you. I worship you. Remember, the branch doesn't struggle to produce those beautiful grapes that are so sweet. It just allows the sap from the vine to fill it, and then automatically it produces. And that's going to happen to you as you just spend 5 minutes today receiving. Say, God, I receive. I thank you I'm righteous and I receive your grace and your provision. God's doing an amazing grace revolution in all our hearts. And I want you to share it with others. Invite others this week. Be the answer to their prayer. We'll see you Sunday at the 9:30 pre-service. God bless.